Greetings, Saints of God. We continue on this very interesting topic, love must win. And the last segment, we talked about the conditional love, the love that is driven by the erotic nature, the nature of the flesh to satisfy itself. And we spoke about King Ahasuerus and how he dealt with Queen Vashti, according to the book of Esther, because she refused to become a spectacle for him or become his attraction or his entertainment. He wanted to display her to the people and she refused. That was conditional. It's also a love that is driven by our devotion to one another. And so one way to put it this way, I love you because you are so lovable. This is called a friendship kind of love. This was a love that was expressed between David and Jonathan. It is called a philia love, a philia love, as some would put it. And it is a friendship kind of love. People express love for their friends. Some call it best friend forever, BFF, best friend forever. Bless God. And so we have persons around who we consider to be our confidant. People who we can trust. People who have proven themselves over time to be good friends. People who we love with a friendship love because they have proven to be good friends. They are not friends who just benefit. They are friends who are there for the long haul, long run. They don't come into a life at some point and then exit when they feel like, but they stay the course. Michael B. Smith says, friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. Friends will not say never, and the welcome will not end. That is another kind of love. But is it the love of God? Maybe it is an offset of the love of God. But it is not the root of the love that must win. Because sometimes friends fall out of sync with each other or lose respect for each other. And it can be a disastrous end. Something must be able to keep these kinds of relationship strong for long. And so as we look at the erotic love, as we look at the filial love, while they are important to human existence, there needs to be something else that will allow individuals to win and win well. And of course, friendships comes in relationships, marital, work-related relationship. People who grow up together in the same community, they call them friends or buddies or whatever we want to use, term we want to use to describe the kind of relationship. Sometimes you have good neighbors who you have good, develop good friendship with, co-workers even. Bless God. People who have your back and people you can trust to help, to be with you or to be there for you when you need them the most. Bless God. Love must win. It's important. But there is a what I call the cement in the love triangle. Though we have the filial, the erotic, there is the all-important love, a love that is unconditional. An unconditional love is the love that I want to express this morning, because the two other love depends on this love if they are to be effective and to be sustainable. And this is a love that is called the agape love. This love says, I love you in spite of you doing anything for me. And even if you are very unlovely, oh my God, this is hard. This is not easy, a love to adopt and to work with. This love takes us from ourselves. This love challenges our feelings, challenges our affection. This love is not dependent on a situation. This love is not driven by how people treat us. This love takes place in spite of what others do or say about us. It is the love of God. And as I read earlier in a previous podcast episode, God so loved the world. Did the world do anything for God? No. But God, out of his own volition, chose to love. This kind of love is a love by choice. A love by choice. It is choosing to love the unlovable, love those who hurt us, and so all manner of evil against us falsely. It's not easy, But this is what love requires of us as God's people. We're going to explore this further in the next segment. God bless you.